the laws of Shema, we're up to chapter 60, and we're up to subsection 5, Hey, Sif Hey. So, he says like this, Kol ha-mitzvahs tzrichos kavona lotzis yidei choyva ba'asiyas oysa mitzvah. All mitzvahs, when you do a mitzvah, you have to have in mind when doing the mitzvah that you're fulfilling an obligation in doing the mitzvah. So, if you're eating, say, we'll like all the examples over here. If you're eating matzah on the night of Pesach, let's say, right? And we'll see later, and you don't have in mind, oh, there's an obligation to eat matzah today. You're just eating matzah because you're hungry. That's what you have, the matzah. But you didn't eat it with the purpose in mind, oh, I have a mitzvah to eat matzah, so I'm eating the matzah to fulfill my obligation. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah requires intent to fulfill a mitzvah in order for the mitzvah to be fulfilled. But v'im also b'loy kavona lotzis yidei chevasa. If a person does the mitzvah without intending to fulfill his their obligation, but kimis asik ba'alma, either you're just doing it and without really having anything in mind, maybe you have another thing in mind, maybe you're doing it for another purpose, but not to fulfill the mitzvah, and not for the purpose of that mitzvah, you have not fulfilled your obligation of the Torah. The Torah you don't fulfill, you have to think that you're doing a mitzvah. Well, this is one opinion. There's another opinion that disagrees. There's those that say, Shemitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. The mitzvahs do not require intent. After the fact, even if you were just doing something, you were just eating the matzah, as we said, and you didn't have in mind for anything, you were just eating, you fulfilled the mitzvah. So he says, the law is, what's the ruling? The halacha remains like the first opinion. However, this is true when is this said, the mitzvah shel Torah. That is by Torah commandments. So to fulfill a Torah command, you must have intention to fulfill the mitzvah. But on the other hand, avo b'shel divrei sofrim. But what about if it's a rabbinic command? So over there we again have two opinions. Yesh imrim shalocha she'ein tzorich kavona. Some say that the law is that you do not have to have the intent, the yesh chelkim, and there's those that disagree. K'moshi yisbayir b'siman tov ayin hey. Okay, so now what are we talking about over here? So therefore, with regards to rabbinic mitzvahs, we have two opinions what the ruling is. But with regards to Torah mitzvahs, over there the ruling is that you need to have kavana. So when we're doing the Shema,
excuse me for 1 second. So let me an example of a rabbinic.
Okay, so the rabbinic lighting the menorah, the Hanukkah lights, doing the Megillah, the Avdalah, doing the Megillah, or any of these things would be whether you heard the Megillah, but you didn't think that you want to be fulfilling your obligation. Did you fulfill your obligation? But here, why we're bringing this down is because we're talking about Ukriya Shema hi min haTorah, the reading of the Shema, reciting of the Shema, is a Torah command. So, utzricha kavono ledivrei hakoil. According to all opinions, we need to have intent. So let's say you happen to be reading, let's say you're studying the Torah, and let's say you happen to be reading in the portion of Schanon, or the portion of Ekev, the part of the Shema over there. But you were just reading it as reading it from the Torah, but you didn't have any intention to fulfill the obligation of reading the Shema, because you were just reading a portion of the Torah. And then you realized, oh, did you fulfill your obligation or not? He said, no, according to this, because it's a Torah command. The Torah command, you must have intent when you're doing it. I'm reading the Shema to fulfill my obligation of the Shema. I'm not just reading the Shema just like that.
But if you were leaning it, and it's in there,
right,
then you don't have to have the intent, because your intention is to be laning the Torah.
Yeah, and okay, so the what?
So are you excused from your intention of...
No, we have to have the intent of reading Shema. The obligation to read the Torah is something else.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, but here we're talking about the obligation to read the Shema. So reading the Shema, you must have in mind that you're doing it for that mitzvah. So he says, now, he says, Ba'afli ha'imrim, he goes even further. The ruling is that the Torah mitzvahs need kavana, but he goes even further. Even those who do say, Ba'afli ha'imrim, even according to those who say, Shafila mitzvah shel Torah en tzarech kavana, that even Torah command don't require intent. Mikol mokoyim bekriyas Shema tzarech kavana salev. But when you're reading the Shema, you have to have the intent of the heart. This is a little different than we're saying before. Before we're talking about intent to do the mitzvah. Here we're talking about the intent and the understanding what you're saying. So this is not to only not talking about fulfilling your obligation, but if you just mumble words without understanding, that you need to understand what you're saying with your mouth. Those authorities that say that even Torah don't need kavana, we're only talking that you don't need the intent to fulfill your obligation. So if you read the Shema without thinking that you're fulfilling your mitzvah of reading the Shema, okay, then you fulfilled your obligation according to that opinion. But if you didn't understand what you were saying, that's a whole different thing. Then you have not fulfilled your obligation. About tzorich kavona se'inyan. But you must have in mind the subject matter, which means, kolaymer, shelo yeharer bedvorim achedim. You shouldn't be thinking about other matters when you are doing the Shema. Kidei sheyekabel malchus shemayim baskoma salev. And the reason is so that you can accept the heavenly kingdom, because what you're saying is God is one, you're accepting God, but if you're not really, if you're just saying the mumbling the words and you're not really accepting it in your mind, then you're not doing, you're not accepting it, because the idea here is to accept the heavenly kingdom, baskoma salev, that your heart should agree to that, what you're saying. It's not just your mouth to say the words, but you must have the confirmation of your heart that you understand, that you're accepting it. So he says, "Ve'einei doyme l'shar mitzvus shei mitzvus asiyah." This is not similar to the other mitzvahs, with the mitzvahs only to do the act. V'chol she'osu mitzvos. If you did a mitzvah, any time you did a mitzvah, afal pisha lo kivin lo. And if you did a mitzvah, even though you didn't intend to do a mitzvah, like we're learning before, you're just doing a mitzvah without thinking you're doing a mitzvah. Harikim mitzvus asiyosu. So you fulfilled, you did the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. If you put on the tefillin, you let the Shabbos get, whatever you did the mitzvah, whether you had the mind or not, you fulfilled the mitzvah. Actually, by tefillin, there is part of the intent over there too, but I'm going to get into that now. But normally, the mitzvah is just to do. Elo, she'ein ze min ha-mufchar. It's not a choice, it's mitzvah. Every mitzvah you should do, you know what you're doing, even according to that opinion, you should know what you're doing, it should be for the mitzvah. But you fulfill the obligation. Once you've done it in action, then you've done it. The kol shkenim kiven lotzis, and certainly, if a person has in mind that I'm going to fulfill a mitzvah now, shehirer bo be'emtzeh bedvarim achedim, in the middle of the mitzvah you were thinking about other things, yotzeh ledivrei hakel, you fulfilled according to all opinions. So let's say you're going to shake the lulav, and then when you're shaking the lulav, you stop. You don't think about the mitzvah anymore. You fulfill your obligation, even if you think about other things. Avo krishma utfilo, but when we talk about the reading the Shema, and he adds here also prayer. Shehein kabolos yomach shemayim. They are accepting the heavenly yoke. That's what the prayer. That's what the Shema is all about. Oisidur shemachim. Or to organize the praise of Hashem. It's not right that his heart should be thinking about other stuff when you are accepting the heavenly kingdom. So you're asking Hashem and you're praising Hashem and you're not really thinking what you're saying. That's not right. Well, that seems to be quite a stringent requirement. How many of us can say? So he says like this. The calls that the Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriya Shema, this only would apply to the first verse of Shema. Shehu Shema Yisrael. It's just the verse Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That verse, Koshehu Iker Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim. That is the main part in which we accept the heavenly kingdom. V'chein b'bracha rishonah shel tefillah. The same thing would apply the first blessing that we do in the prayer, the first Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. At that first blessing, we should have in mind. Avo mivahavto ve'elech. But once you start saying from the second verse, v'ahavta, and on, ein hakavona me'akeves b'di'evet. After the fact, your lack of intent, or lack of understanding what you're saying, or lack of the meaning, is not going to prevent you after the fact. You don't have to do it again. You fulfilled your mitzvah. V'afilu hoyo koyde b'toyre. He says, even if a person was just reading in the Torah, or he was looking over these sections, let's say he's fixing the Torah, so he's saying the words so that he can correct say it properly, is ba'oinas kriya shema, and you did it at the time that you're supposed to do the Shema, you fulfilled your obligation, even though you did not intend to fulfill your obligation, it's okay, but v'hu, Sheniskavin the Posukrishan. The main thing is that you had intent in the first verse. In the first verse. Now, what is he saying that intent meaning over here? I think in the first verse, intent, understanding what you're saying. Nay, and he says in the parenthesis like this. Sheika Kriya Shema Ainala Posukrishan Bilvat Shimina Torah. The main Shema is really the first verse. That's the part of the Torah. That's what you say. If you don't have time to do all the Shema, at least do the first line, because that first line is that main, that is the main part of the Shema. V'ashar shetiknu chachomim leitzichagona l'tchila. The rest of the Shema has actually been instituted by the rabbis to say it. When the Torah says that you should read the Shema in the morning and afternoon, there we're only talking about the first verse, and not about the rest of the verses. That's from the sages. And the Chachamim only said that to begin with, you have to have understanding what you're saying, but if you just said it, that's good enough. But if you read the rest without intent, without meaning, in either way, whether you read it without Kavona, don't have to reread it. Either Bein Shekora B'le Kavona Lotzis, whether you didn't read it, you didn't have in mind to fulfill your obligation, or you didn't have in mind what you're saying, the subject matter, what you're saying, either way, you fulfilled your obligation. Okay, one more thing here. Let's see.
The first verse, does that include the
Biyahafta,
or just the
Shema? No, just the Shema, not the Biyahafta. V'af lo im nimshaf mitzvah shel divrei sofrim tzichas kavona lotzis. Now he's going in the other extreme. But there is an opinion that says that even rabbinic mitzvahs need at least the intent to fulfill your obligation, and otherwise you wouldn't fulfill your obligation. When we talk about the reading of the Shema, it's not a matter of doing. It's not like putting on tefillin or doing something. It's really an intentional thing. It's accepting the heavenly yoke, the oil mitzvahs, and the yoke of the mitzvahs. And that is something which really is understanding the matter. I mean, you have to understand what you're saying. And if, since the rabbis have not required you to reread, just because you didn't think properly, they said, okay, once you said it, you said it. Also, lo yitzrichu gam kin lachzer mipnei chasoron kavona lotzis. So there's also, they didn't require to go back just because you didn't have the intent to fulfill your obligation. Ki ma betzah sheyachzer adaber b'li lev. What kind of a value is there to repeat it if you don't really have it in your heart. It's sufficient that they have him read it every day. The fact that you have to read it every day, most times you'll actually accept it because you got to read it. Because to begin with, you have to think what you're saying. It's only if it happened that you didn't have the kavana, they didn't bother you, trouble you to go back and read again. That goes according to the view that says that it's only medrabanan, it's only from the rabbis. Those who say that from Bahafta and on is still minatoida. So over there, at least you have to have the intent to fulfill the obligation and any parts from the Torah. But the intent of the matter is sufficient in the first pasuk, according to all opinions, b'di evet. So which means, the halacha is, he's not ruling as far which part is from the Torah, but one thing he's ruling for sure is that if you had kavana in the first pasuk, in the first verse, you fulfilled your obligation, you don't have to go back. That's what he's ruling here. But if you didn't have intend to do the mitzvah, like if on the second part, that would depend if it's the Torah midrabbanan. If it's midrabbanan, you don't have to go back. Midrabbanan is a machlokes, but you don't have to. In this case, he says you don't have to go back. And this would include even those who say mitzvahs of the resurfer need kavana, which means would be both opinions that mentioned before, whether you need kavana or not kavana. But that he says would only be by mitzvah asiyah, but not by the mitzvah of when you need the kavana, because if you don't need to know you're doing the obligation, so what's the, if you don't need to have the understanding what you said, so you don't have to also go back because you didn't have in mind to fulfill your obligations. So if it's midrabbanon, if the reading of the Shema is the reading from Vehafto is only midrabbanon, then you don't have to go back either way. If it's minatora, you need at least the kavana to fulfill your obligation, but you don't need the kavana salaif. So, thinking what you're saying, if you had in mind to fulfill your obligation, thinking what you're saying is only necessary, b'di'evit, for the first pasuk. So, in other words, the only time that you will have to repeat if you didn't think when you said the first verse of Shema Yisrael. Anything after that, then you don't have to, then it's okay, you won't have to repeat. Because according to all opinion, we're covered that you don't have to repeat it again. All right.